Well, listening to that was Health New Zealand Te Whatu Ora Chief Clinical Officer Richard Sullivan. Good morning, Richard.
Morena, Colin.
What are the contingencies for today? Are procedures going to have to be delayed? What risk is there to members of the public?
Yeah. Firstly, Colin, thanks for that. I think it's really important to just ensure the public that patient safety remains our absolute focus and your concern. And so our emergency departments do remain open. Our colleagues across the motu have been working hard to ensure that we had extensive contingency plans in place. And so certainly if patients are unwell, they should call 111, they should go to the nearest emergency department. And I guess the other important message in the context of the strike is that any non-urgent patients, we'd encourage them to contact their GP in the first instance or Healthline on 0800 611 116 for advice.
Right, so that's the acute stuff. People can have an assurance there. But if you've got planned surgery, maybe you've got a hip operation or something you've been waiting for months, is there a risk that this will be delayed?
Yes, Corin, and first can I just make a comment that, junior doctors, my colleagues are a vital part of our health system and really valued. And obviously during this time of strike action, we do have to make contingencies, and so there are some planned care services that will be delayed. The local teams have worked really hard on that, so patients will have been contacted should their procedure have been delayed. But they haven't been contacted, we'd encourage them still to attend the appointment.
Can you be specific about what hospitals or what areas at least are the most likely for people to face delays?
Unfortunately, I don't have that information to hand, Corin. I think it's mentioned in the article that Waitaha's has reduced some planned activity, but I think we'll find across the system that many of our local sites have had reduced planned care. So junior doctors are a vital part of our system, and when you're ensuring you've got safe care, particularly in your emergency departments, then of course we focus on making sure that we have the right workforce in those places to deliver those services safely.
So why are you looking at this issue, I guess, of dividing doctors and cutting the pay of this smaller number of doctors? Why is that the best strategy for dealing with this? 97% of the doctors have voted in solidarity, do not like this.
Yeah, Colin, I'm probably not at liberty to talk to the deal of the bargaining. You'll be aware that, facilitation was sought under the Employment Relations Act, and it's our view that that's going to be required to resolve the outstanding.
I appreciate that, but the strategy here, the strategy whereby you are reducing the pay of a smaller number of doctors to hike the pay of other doctors, I mean, that's a dividing sort of a strategy. Why take that approach?
Yeah, look at this. I'm not really at liberty to talk about the approach that's been taken. I think more importantly here is just to focus on, what is a critical part of our workforce. You recall
why aren't you able to talk about that? I mean, you are the chief clinical officer.
Yeah, I am, but we are in the process of bargaining, and I think that in good faith, I think it's important we let those processes unfold, and we focus on today, as I say, supporting our patients, supporting our communities, and very much respect the right of colleagues to strike, and it's really a focus on resolving the outstanding issues and then as we talked about probably 6 months ago, really our focus on our workforce plan and really trying to improve those education, training, all the things that really matter that make New Zealand an attractive place to work.
Thank you for your time. That is Richard Sullivan, Te Whatu Ora, Health New Zealand Chief Clinical Officer.